Hi, I'm Matt Merrill. You're watching Active Riverside. Today I'm here with Stephen and Luke. We're going to show me the finer points of British football, or as we call it, soccer. I'm here with Stephen and Luke, who are here from the UK to teach our kids in Riverside how to play soccer like the British. So Stephen, tell me a little bit about your camp that you have.
We've got the camp going on here at the moment. It's 3-year-olds at the moment. We've got 3, 4 and 5-year-olds. So what we're doing is basically just concentrating on fun, trying to get them interested in the game. It's nothing too serious, just trying to teach them the basics, more concentrating on like them just having fun and getting involved in soccer, though, more than getting too involved in learning the techniques and things.
And the first thing that you teach your kids in the camp is what?
If we get them from a young age, the first thing is to get them moving with the ball, really. Just to get them comfortable with the ball, moving along with it at their feet. If they're so young, you've got to teach them like not use the hands and things. And then if they're a bit older, obviously just try and get them to get the ball out of their feet, use both feet, keep the head up, just simple stuff like that. So getting them moving with the ball is the most important thing to start with, though.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty comfortable with the ball in my hands, not so much with my feet. Can you show me how I could become a little bit more comfortable with the ball on my feet?
Yeah, no problem. This is one of the games that we do just as a warm-up. It's called a body parts game. Do you want to have a try of that?
Let's try it.
Let's go. We'll start off with left foot. Perfect. Keep going, off you go again. And right foot. Left foot. 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 Perfect. And off you go again.
I feel like I'm doing the river dance.
And then from here, we could maybe introduce a few turns. So maybe, Luke, do you want to demonstrate one of the turns we'll use? The first one's called the drag back. It's pretty basic. It's good to, if you're short of space, it's good to open your body up and change direction. So if you want to demonstrate a drag back. So as he comes up to where he wants to turn, he puts the top of his, bottom of his foot on the ball, drags it right back, opens up his body, and then he's free to change direction.
Okay.
So do you want to try that one, Matt?
Let's try that.
Sole your foot on top of the ball, pull it back, and open your body up. Perfect. Change direction. Excellent. And right knee, left knee, belly, back, belly, back, belly, back, belly, back. Good work, guys. Off you go again.
So I noticed you have us use our knees and our bellies and our nose. What's the point of using different body parts?
Because this is what we normally do, is like the first drill on camp, so it's just normally like none of the kids normally know each other, so it's normally a good thing just to get them having fun. They start laughing together and they start talking a bit more, so it's just a thing to get them involved more and having fun.
Okay.
So it's not really specific to soccer, it's just helping to ease
it's
them.
It's not necessarily a skill, it's
no,
just to
no,
kind of
it's just to ease
fun.
Them into the soccer, yeah.
Okay.
Right, this time, if you stop there, I'm going to try and teach you a more complex skill that would teach some of the older kids. Luke, if you could, can you demonstrate a Maradona twirl?
Yeah,
right. Luke will demonstrate this one. What happens? It's very difficult, this one. That's it in full speed there. So if you want to slow it down, though,
yeah.
You turn sideways, put one foot on the ball, turn around, then as you do that, rotate all the way around. It's called the Maradona turn because obviously a famous footballer years ago called Maradona. And at this point, we'll explain to the kids about Maradona and who he played for, what he achieved and stuff like that. So it's a good way of introducing the kids into all players. And
a little bit of history.
Yeah, teaching about the history
game.
Of it and stuff
okay.
as well. So that's good as well. So if you're going to try that, try it slowly with Luke first, though, because I don't think it's not the easiest one to do straight away.
Okay.
Perfect, yeah.
Okay.
So just try that a few times slowly, and then we'll try and pick up the pace a bit after that.
Let's try that one more time. Side. So I'm not really putting any weight on the ball.
No. You just want to use it as sort of use the ball as a pivot sort of
okay.
thing.
Okay. So it'll be. How'd that look?
Yeah. Right, and should we move on to the Ronaldo step over? This is what we'll do with Cristiano Ronaldo, a famous player. He always does it, and it's a good way to teach the kids about that if they don't know who he is. So do you want to talk him through the step over? In, around, and then takes it with that foot away. Yeah.
Okay. So, in, around.
Yeah.
In, around,
and then take the ball with you.
Okay. So I kind of want to almost put my front foot back behind
the
ball.
Yeah, you sort of like drop your shoulder both ways if you're going to go, and then the third one, you just knock it with the outside of your foot, and then knock it there.
Okay.
Yeah. But on the last one, sometimes it's good if I can just get the ball.
Sure.
If you've done one, then you do two, and then you just drop your shoulder, and then with that, Okay. Sort of a good accelerate away from there, so.
Okay. Let's try that. If I can catch the ball. So.
Perfect.
I think I'm getting kind of good.
We'll get you signed up.
Can I join your kids' camp?
Yeah. There you go, perfect. It's by Johan Cruyff, who played for Holland. So Luke will demonstrate that one. You come forward, put your non-kicking foot beside the ball, turn your other foot, hook it round, and use the inside of the foot to drag it back.
Okay, let's see that again.
Non-kicking foot beside, okay. Pivot your foot round, use the inside and knock it back through.
This one, wrong.
Okay, so.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. So this one's called the Cruyff turn.
A Cruyff turn?
Cruyff, yeah.
Okay.
There you go, excellent. Right, we'll test you on all of them now. So let's see a drag back, see if you can remember.
All right, drag back.
Perfect. Now let's try Maradona.
Maradona, all right.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Let's see step overs, Ronaldo. There you go, perfect. And last but not least, the Cruyff turn. Excellent, I'm impressed. Well done.
Right.
Right, you've had a little 10-minute session there of some of the skills that I'll teach the kids. I was just wondering if you fancy having a little one-on-one with Luke now. Do you think you're up for that?
I think I'm ready for it, don't you?
We'll see. We'll see.
Now I'll start trying. Thanks to Stephen and Luke from Challenger Sports for coming all the way from the UK to show me some of the basic moves in soccer. I don't think I'm quite ready to turn pro, but if you're interested in attending one of their camps, check out the Riverside website at riversideca.gov. I'm Matt Merrill. You've been watching Active Riverside. We'll see you next time.